Welcome to the Honolulu Advertisers Leadership Corner. I'm Greg Wiles with the Honolulu Advertiser, and today I'm talking with Sarah Espino, who's president of Union Mac Corporation. That really doesn't tell you what she does. She's actually a franchisee for the IHOP chain in Hawaii, and just on this past Monday, February 5th, has opened her second restaurant here at Wynwood Mall. Sarah, welcome to Leadership Corner. I wondered if we might just start by asking you how you got into the restaurant business and, how's it going?
It has always been my dream when I was young to have a restaurant of my own. And so when I had that opportunity, my husband, who's a businessman, asked me if I wanted to pursue that dream of having a restaurant. We did that, and we were lucky enough that there was an opening for franchising. And I was in California then, and we had our first restaurant, which was Fuddruckers. And I wanted a franchise restaurant just because I don't want to reinvent the wheel. I would rather that somebody has the experience and would do the R&D and all that.
So let me stop you there. So how did you actually... I think your little known fact is that you're a dentist. How did you go from being a dentist to opening a Fuddruckers restaurant, and what experience was that like?
I was practicing dentistry in Manila, and when I went here and lived here in the United States, I was given that option of either continuing my career as a dentist, and I worked for a dental office for quite some time. And at the same time, that opportunity came to of opening a restaurant. And I love dentistry. I enjoyed my work, my career in Manila. But it's always been my dream to have a restaurant. Ever since I was three, I can remember role-playing, hi, welcome to my restaurant. Welcome, come in. And then that's why I wanted the franchise, just because it would be easier for me to get into that business. At the same time, Fuddruckers, if you're aware, it's a hamburger place. It's not like I have to come up with fine dining menus or it's not fast food. It's casual dining, so it was easier. And to get into a franchise, you have to go on training. It's from 6 months to 1 year training, depending on the franchise. So that transition wasn't very hard, because in the restaurant business, it's more about dealing with people. And the same thing with dentistry. You are taught to do some skills on how to treat cavities or whatnot. But it's more on dealing with the patient directly and dealing with the guests directly, which was... So that transition wasn't very bad. It was actually good, and I just love dealing with people, talking to guests. And again, Fuddruckers was flipping hamburgers. It wasn't a difficult thing to do, and that's why we got into the franchise business.
And that restaurant, I assume, was successful, and you...
We have two in the Bay Area, still in operations, right now, currently in operations.
And how did you get to Hawaii?
Very good question. We came here several times to go on vacation, and one of the things that my husband and I always do is to plan 10 years from now, what are we going to do 20 years from now? And one of those was, where do we plan to retire? We're looking way... and one time we were here visiting and loved Hawaii, and we were craving for pancakes. We were in Oahu, in Waikiki, and said, wow, there's no IHOP. And the business part of us, of course, asked IHOP Corporate in Glendale to find out if Hawaii's open for franchising, because we know there's one in Maui. And so we went to Corporate, and they said, yes, it is open for franchising, and everything was just history. We were just at the right place at the right time when we asked Corporate, and... There were, of course, several steps to get into that, and we were lucky we passed all the tests and we made it.
When did you open your first Hawaii restaurant?
We opened Waikiki on June 19 of last year.
And how has that been?
That has been very successful. We are targeting. We are reaching our targets, our projections. We have had no difficulties lately. I mean, hiring was not a problem.
How is doing business in Hawaii different from doing business in the Bay Area?
It's tougher here. We've heard that before coming here, and it was proven it's tougher. Not only, the most difficult part is getting products from the mainland. With IHOP, there are a lot of proprietary products. And so if we have special promos, we have to project way in advance of what we think is, you know, what we're going to make or what we will need projection-wise, since everything is special ordered and everything's shipped by sea. So that's tough. At the same time, the labor-wise, when it comes to providing, it's just very, very competitive. With the state having its lowest unemployment rate, it's just being able to get good people and provide them good benefits. That's the most challenging.
How about, people talk about Hawaii being so expensive. How about your costs here versus the mainland?
Food cost-wise, yes, definitely, just because of the price in gasoline. So everything, the pricing that we get from, if we compare it from the pricing that the suppliers get at mainland, ours is way higher. That's the biggest challenge as well. But
So how are you coping with these rising costs? Do you add a nickel on to your menu items, 10 cents, a dollar?
Yes, that we do add it basically onto our costs, onto our menu. But we are not putting that much big, I mean, you can only sell pancakes for so much. You can't charge too high. So it's more on just taking the, how do you call it? Just taking the, how do you say that? It's just, instead of passing it all on to the customers, we're just taking it. Just
so your margins aren't as large as you would be if you were operating an IHOP in the Bay Area.
That's correct.
Other costs here, electricity, transportation, warehousing, all that
I think that's all into one, but basically almost the same as.
How big is the Waikiki restaurant in terms of seating, and how's it compared to this one?
Waikiki can seat about 180, and Windward Mall can seat about 200 seats.
Now, it seems like they're very different markets. One's a tourist market, and one's your first entry into a residential market, or the local market here. Any differences you're seeing?
Major difference. With Waikiki, it's very seasonal. It's very hard to project our sales. There's a week it's very, very high. There's a week that's very, very low. We're very much dependent on the tourists, whether they be from the Asian tourists or the mainland tourists. But at the same time, and however, in Windward, it's just our third day, but it's steady the whole time, and we're expecting it to be this way just because it's a local community that we're dealing with.
Besides hiring good labor, any other challenges and that you face here?
Nope, that's basically it. It's really labor, trying to keep your people and trying to be as competitive, and that's it.
Just kind of curious, your management style, what type of principles to guide you?
For management, basically one of the things that I really tell all my managers is to hire for personality. That's something that I've learned in the restaurant business, that skills can be taught and not personality. I'd rather have an employee who smiles all the time, but and is willing to learn how to flip a pancake, rather than somebody who's so very, very skilled but doesn't have the personality, doesn't want to smile, doesn't want to help her coworkers. So that's been going on really well. I mean, I think that's the reason why I have not lost any of my managers. You may want to ask around in Waikiki. Everyone who started with me from the first day are still there. It's a happy working environment. I'm trying to. You're in Hawaii. There's the ohana feeling and the aloha feeling, and that's what it's all about. And I think it's nice to hear your employees say it may be a better pay on this other company, but it's getting up and wanting to go to work and enjoying being with the people you work with, and that's what counts the most, I think.
Are there any outstanding issues that you deal with? Taxes or I guess you mentioned labor, but anything, big issues that you're dealing with now that aside from just getting a restaurant open?
No, I can't think of anything. I mean, currently we are working on our third restaurant, and one thing that, you know, I forgot to mention to you that was a major challenge too was the cost of construction. That was something major. Really, we didn't realize the cost, how much more expensive it is to build the restaurant here compared to the mainland. Again, that's all connected with the gasoline and the labor and everything. And that's the biggest challenge we are having right now at Hilo because it's another island. So that's the most current challenge we're having right now.
So you're going to be opening your third restaurant in Hilo. How big is that and when does it open?
We're looking at April for that opening. Again, it all depends on construction, if everything's on time. But that's about as big as, that's about 5,000 square feet. It's about as big as Waikiki, I believe.
It sounds like you're fairly aggressive, I mean, in your planning. I mean, three restaurants within 2 years, it sounds like.
It sounds very aggressive. And it wasn't really in our pipeline to open Windward Mall. It just so happened that when we had our Waikiki opening and everybody found out that there's a new franchisee for the state of Hawaii, people started approaching us. And the Windward Mall was supposed to have an IHOP 2 years ago. And so they just approached us, and it was so hard just to say no. And everyone helped us to get this going and open. But if we had our choice, we would have definitely done it at a longer. It's been 6 months since we opened Waikiki, and it was supposed to be Hilo first, after Waikiki. But everything just went into place, and it was just given to us.
Beyond Hilo, are there other ones you're going to open, other locations?
Nope. Now we are taking a break. I mean, now we really have a lot on our plate. We're just lucky that I've already hired my manager for Hilo. I mean, I do have the manpower, but it's keeping it and trying to keep the business going and concentrate on service and restaurant for now. But maybe next year.
Another location?
Another location.
Okay, well, I think that does it. I'm Greg Wiles of The Advertiser, and you've been listening to Leadership Corner. I've been talking with Sarah Espino, who has had a busy week opening her second location in Hawaii, at IHOP at Windward Mall.